This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Moving into another zone, this is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen with Laura Banks. We're here to talk to Kelly Sullivan Walden, who seems to be on a mission, Laura, to waken up the world, the power of dreams. I'd rather be dreaming.
I know, all the time.
I think dreams are a lot more fun than reality, although some of them take the form of reality.
Yeah.
And that really is kind of, it happens, maybe we've got to get into this with Ms. Walden, because under the circumstances, my persuasion is that what you're going to dream a lot of times has to do with what the last thing that went into your mind goes to the subconscious, and that's what you're dreaming. I know that was the case with me last night. I was dreaming about a television show that I saw kind of just before I went to sleep. But then there have been other circumstances lately. Can I call you Kelly? I hope I can call you Kelly.
Please, yes. Yes, that, make sure you call me.
Then, okay, hello. Ding, ding, ding. Here we are. We'll call. The other thing, sort of remarkable, I have my bed in my bedroom, and then I have my old bed. The new bed is for the new house. The old bed came from the old house, and it's in the guest bedroom. And I was having I don't know why, I went in there to sleep one night, middle of the night. And I started, because the dreams I was having were all about circumstances that were in that bed. And I'm thinking to myself, how could that be? How is
energy.
There that, this very, very direct, you know, and they were good dreams, but I was just taken back because they were so vivid. And so I guess that's a place to start, at least with that experience. Maybe, Laura, you've had the same experiences. Maybe you did too, Kelly. That's why you started this whole business about dreams. You're a clinical hypnotherapist, right? So do you use dream therapy to help your clients, your patients?
Yes,
yeah.
I think dreams bypass the maze of the mind and get right to the heart of what's really going on. So, yes, I think our dreams can be so helpful. And it's so interesting that you started having dreams about where you used to be or issues you had when you were in that bed.
Well, I was having dreams about a woman that I used to, I still care about, but she's not in my life anymore. And it's at a time when I'm really, my effort is to move away from those memories and create new memories with somebody new. So what is that universe telling me?
No, I think that our physical belongings are definitely encoded in an energy that we had back then when we were using those things. And I think that's why a lot of people don't like to, you know, buy a used bed, or if they live in a house that somebody else lived in, then it's like to do some kind of a clearing. It's not that you couldn't sleep in that bed, but a clearing would help to not have that energy. My husband and I spent the night at a friend's house years ago, and my husband in the middle of the night was jumping up and down on the side of the bed, and I was like, what in the world are you doing? He said, my knee doesn't hurt anymore. I was like, oh my God, my husband's gone crazy. We woke up the next day, we're talking to our host, and he said that there was this world-renowned healer that had been in town a few days before who had slept in that bed. And my husband had a dream that guy came to him, touched his knee, and his knee was healed. So there is definitely something about physical, our beds, for
energies
sure.
That are
and
held
also
in
whoever
objects.
Slept in that bed.
Yes. And Kelly, you've helped Fortune 500 executives, UN ambassadors, celebrities, entrepreneurs, and, you know, inner city kids and moms. So if I were to come to you and say, how do I get to my dreams and make my life better? What do we do?
Oh my goodness. It starts by remembering a dream, and that starts by having an interest in them, by recognizing that our dreams are They're a part of our genius that is greater than the logic that we access by day. So it starts by having an interest in them, and then if we're going to get really practical about it, you have to have something to record your dreams on or with the moment you wake up, and that has to be the very first thing you do besides use the ladies' room or a little boy's room. But that's got to be, you've got to do your dreams. You've got to download them first before you check any apps on your phone, go to CNN, do anything like that. So if you can record a dream, that's how you start. And then we get into decoding them. But you first have to have a remembered dream in order to get into the game.
And there's a system for learning to record dreams, because remembering them, yes. Like how do I remember dreams?
The simple way is to, first of all, so here's two things. When you're first waking up in the morning, before you move a muscle, stay in your sleep position. That sleep position is going to be kind of the encasement for the last dream you are having. So you have to stay there and review at least one drop, one symbol of the dream that you were just having, and record that, review that at least a few times in your mind before you move a muscle. And then first thing, write it down, journal it, draw a picture of it, put it in your voice memo app, and that will seal the deal. Then on some level, you've caught the wisp of the dream, and sometimes that will help you to remember a whole dreamscape. But here's the trick. If you're somebody who wakes up and has absolutely no idea what you were just dreaming about, don't feel like all is lost. As long as you get in the habit of writing something down first thing in the morning before you do, like whatever your first thoughts are upon awakening, can sometimes be related to the dream you were having. But even if they're not, even if they don't reveal a full dream, they're going to get you in the habit of writing down your first thoughts. And within a week or two, soon those first thoughts will be a remembered dream.
And does
sounds,
that
yeah, go ahead,
more
Mark.
An authentic person, an authentic personality, a more authentic life? What's the gold?
The gold is our, it's like if we think of our, this, I'll go back here to the American Hypnosis Association says that our conscious mind, that's our logic, our rational thinking is at very best 12% of our mind's power versus our dreaming mind, our subconscious mind, our more intuitive mind is 88% of our mind's power. So if we recognize that this is an aspect of us that can help us, and this is, there's been studies at Harvard, many very world-renowned sleep institutions and dream institutions that have done research that show that even one remembered dream helps you to be a better problem solver in the morning, helps you to be able to navigate your life with more acuity, gives you access to being able to have more compassion. You tend to have more confidence. So there's a million reasons, not to mention that people are getting some of their best ideas and some of their best money-making ideas in their dreams.
Well, there are a lot of people who wake up, musicians especially, or authors, that will tell you that they wake up and they don't understand why it is at that moment they wake up, but they have the notes, or they have the lyrics, or they have the words of the book, or whatever it is, right there, right then, and they take action on it. And I think that one of the things that's a problem here that we ought to talk about is why we aren't taught more about our subconscious, especially given what you've just told us, how important it is. Then why don't we know? We all know about the conscious brain, but we don't know about the subconscious. Let's talk about that as we continue here on Your Hidden Power. Kelly Sullivan Walden, website KellySullivanWalden, all one word, .com. Check that out. Very interesting and important and compelling. Laura Banks is with me. I'm Doug Steffen on Your Hidden Power, advising you to continue to take care of your body. Certainly that's the advice when we talk about Calitrin and the diet and exercise that goes along with that in terms of losing weight. But are you taking care of your brain as well as your body? That's the question. The answer may be yes, it may be no, but here's a suggestion. One way to take care of your brain is with the dietary supplement Prevagen. Prevagen will bring you a healthier brain naturally, a better life. It's a health supplement that has been added to a lot of people's daily routine, including mine. Improve your short-term memory, better brain health. That's what you get with Prevagen. And so remember, as you think about your brain, think about older, we're talking about your brain right now. If you add Prevagen to your daily routine, you'll have improved cognitive, if you have impairments, they're going to be improved. You don't want to have those impairments as you get older. You want to have a free-thinking, healthy brain. Get that with Prevagen, Prevagen. Get it at most health food stores. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. It's the body's largest organ, but we often take it for granted. For dermatologists, it's also the most important organ.
You literally can't live without your skin. If you didn't have your skin for a few minutes, you wouldn't be here. So the skin is very important.
Dr. Don Davis says you'd probably be surprised just how much skin you have.
It's a large surface area, which is how it gets to be the largest organ. If you stretched out the skin, it would be the size of an NFL football field.
Another interesting fact is that skin is the organ that's continually growing, continually regenerating.
The skin is multiple layers thick, and it grows and sheds in 28 to 30 day cycles. So you get a brand new you, if you will, about once a month.
But that doesn't mean you shouldn't take care of your skin. Washing, moisturizing, and applying sunscreen appropriately will go a long way to keeping your skin happy and healthy. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Your Hidden Power, I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about how to get access to a lot of things. We're talking about access here to that sixth sense, if you will, your hidden power. There are so many different ways, your body, your personality, the words you choose, what you are saying and what your intentions are, all part of what you get out of having and the knowledge, the acumen you have in that sixth sense, your hidden power. So every week we do a podcast at yourhiddenpowershow.com, yourhiddenpowershow.com. The most recent is a focus on getting access to your subconscious. We've had 2 or 3 weeks. Every once in a while I get onto a thread and I stay with it for a couple of weeks or 3 or 4 weeks as we find people to talk about, in this circumstance, the empowering awareness that you have, or maybe don't have, of your subconscious mind. And so for the next few weeks, you'll find us talking. The most recent podcast is with Dane Stevens, who stumbled into an experience. He referred to it as universal truth. He became a healer and transformed his life to help other people, but he did it in a profound way, step by step, to underscore or after he evaluated the sixth sense, how to enhance it. He learned that, and he teaches that, so you can learn about it. You can get direct access to your subconscious by listening to that podcast, yourhiddenpowershow.com. And as I say, excuse me, there are so many powerful things here on this earth that we can use, that we can, the way to become aware. You're more real. I find myself that way anyway. My real power has stemmed from me understanding who I am, my authenticity. That's what makes the radio work work. So as we continue here with our focus on that, maybe keep that in mind. Think about this in terms of you. All right, all of the knowledge here, think about you. This is Your Hidden Power. Doug Steffen here.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Moving back into our focus on your situation with your dreams, and this lady has been helping people with their dreams for quite a long time. Kelly Sullivan Walden is with Laura Banks and Doug Steffen here. You also do a radio program, Ask Dr. Dream. That's an interesting, yes, let me ask the doctor. So what do people ask you? Is it something that's fairly common? Do you have the same sorts of questions? And to get back to what I suggested a few minutes ago, why in the heck isn't the information about how your subconscious mind works taught like our brain mechanism is taught?
It is our hidden power, after all. You named your show after dreams.
Yeah.
I think one of the reasons why it's not, I mean, it is taught in certain psychology classes. It's,
yes.
It tends to be a fringe subject. It's not something that's
not mainstream at all.
In cultures that live closer to the earth, we could say that is a focus of their lives. That's where they get their headlines. They don't pay attention to CNN. They pay attention to their dreams. And if somebody wakes up...
I don't pay attention to CNN at all. It has nothing to do with my dreams.
I think it has to do that we're living in a patriarchal society that emphasizes facts and linear information and always has. And as we move closer to matriarchal, which we will be, it's going to shift things.
Yes.
But there's no honor in subconscious anywhere in our education.
Right.
Is there going to be an hermaphroditic time when it isn't a focus on men and women? It's just like who we are. We get
I
the
think
benefit.
It's got to be a swing the pendulum to women for a while.
Well, like we're talking a lot about the next Supreme Court justice and who she ought to be. We're checking a box.
Yes.
It's not, are we looking for the most qualified person, male or female? No. We're looking for a woman who answers to the need of checking that box.
Well, I think there's symbolism in needing a woman there, but...
Well, there is, as long as we, you know, it's the best person for the job.
Well,
and one even wonders how you get to that point. That has not to do with the subconscious. It maybe has to do, although maybe some of these thoughts are subconscious, Kelly, are they?
I think they are, and I think Laura was definitely hitting on it. I think that without even putting it in terms of masculine and feminine, even though I think that's valid, it's more like what's tangible and intangible. It's easier for us to value what we can see, touch, taste, and feel.
Yeah.
And we often, unless we're like wrapped up in love, or we're listening to a song that brings us to tears, or we're gazing at a sunset that reminds us of our hidden power, we tend to forget about it. And I'm even guilty of that. And I'm somebody who specializes in the subconscious mind. It's easy as a human to get sometimes caught, like I say, in the thick of thin things. The thin things are the things that are tangible and textable, but really the magic and where our life gets good, where our life becomes really connected, is when we are paying attention to our subconscious mind.
I had a dream once. Yeah. I was with a man for like a decade, and we were pretty great together. Mm. And one night we both woke up, we looked at each other in the morning, and we went, oh my gosh, we just flew, didn't we? We knew we had flown together. It was as tangible as a rock or a wet river. It was real. It happened. And so is that lucid dreaming? What happened? How do I do it again?
It's a beautiful thing. And that's called tandem dreaming. And this is actually why I got into dreaming, because my sister and I had so many of those situations growing up as little kids. And that both of us became riveted every night. Like, what's going to happen tonight? Where do you want to go? Where do we want to see?
Wow.
What do we want to explore? But I think when it happens, often it's accidental. But I think we can, as they say in the dream world, in dream circles, you can incubate a dream. You can do a meditation before you go to sleep to set a strong intention.
The power of intention.
Intention.
So on your hidden power, it's our job to bring you lots of different ideas. This certainly is an exploration in the subconscious, which we haven't talked a lot about, and we should talk more. So Kelly, we'll invite you back again. Kelly Sullivan Walden here on Your Hidden Power. Check out her website and the books that she's written, et cetera, et cetera. The website is kellysullivanwalden.com.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring, because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's, it's good out here.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Screen time. It's not good before bed, and it's not ideal for your sleep. In fact, a recent survey found that 66% of us take our smartphones to bed, which is why we asked sleep expert Dr. Harneet Walia from the Cleveland Clinic for some tips.
Following good sleep hygiene is very important. Maintaining a good, consistent sleep wake schedule during the work days and weekends is also very important. And maintaining a cool, comfortable environment and relaxing environment before you go to bed, perhaps taking a shower an hour or two before the bedtime, avoiding these electronics, avoiding caffeine after noon. And also we tell people, if possible, to avoid naps. If somebody has to take naps, it should be during the earlier part of the day and should be limited to 20 minutes or so.
Check out clevelandclinic.org for more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Northern California's wine country is on fire again as strong winds fan flames in the already scorched region, destroying homes and prompting orders for nearly 70,000 more people to be evacuated. Meanwhile, three additional people died in separate fires further north in the state. The fire forced a number of hospitals to suspend care and transfer all their patients to other areas. Fires that began Sunday in the famed Napa-Sonoma Valley wine country, about 45 miles north of San Francisco, came as the region nears the third anniversary of the deadly wildfires that erupted in 2017, killing over 30 people. Just over a month ago, many of those same residents were evacuated from the path of a lightning-sparked storm that became the fourth largest in the state history. This is USA Radio News.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender. Not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo extended the state's moratorium on evictions through the end of the year. The statewide moratorium, which was scheduled to expire at the end of this week, will be extended till January 1st for residents that have had financial hardships during the coronavirus pandemic. New York put a stop to evictions on March 20th near the outset of the coronavirus pandemic. A New York State moratorium on commercial evictions and foreclosures is still in effect until October 20th. Tens of thousands of New Yorkers are reportedly at risk of eviction when the policy expires as the state struggles to regain its financial footing after a severe coronavirus outbreak in the spring. The shaking of hands between the candidates and the moderator is a long-standing tradition at presidential debates, but amid the coronavirus pandemic, that tradition has now been thrown out the window due to COVID-19 considerations. The Commission on Presidential Debates says that when President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee face off at the first of three debates, there will be no handshakes between the candidates or the moderator, anchor Chris Wallace. The tradition, which dates back nearly half a century, was broken 4 years ago when Trump and 2016 Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton didn't shake hands at the start of their second and third presidential debates. The Bipartisan Commission, which has been organizing and producing presidential debates over the last three decades, also announced that once on stage, the two candidates will not need to wear a mask. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Uri Geller joins us now. The last time we were talking, I remember you said, ask me when we speak again how to stay healthy. How you stay healthy. I didn't tell you that I had a little TIA a couple of weeks ago. I think I'm a pretty healthy guy. I know you're a healthy guy, but sometimes these things just sort of happen. And so it brings us all around to focusing on how we stay healthy as we get older. If you want to, you can, I think for the most part, although there's the genetic side of, you know, what your makeup is, and sometimes that you're not going to do anything about that, but you can do things to mitigate your history, right?
Yes, Doug, that is absolutely true. I'm now sitting in my museum with an amazing man called Michel Stabag. He's the one that created the biggest spoon in the world for me. It weighs 11 tons, and it's 18.5 meters in length. He's doing all the iron work in the museum. His company is called Goldface. His father started it, making safes, breaking into safes and so on. So I'm here with him. And he also cares very much about his health. We are all wearing masks because, you know, the latest is that you got to put the mask over your nose, not only on your mouth. So this is very, very important. Talk about health, you've got to wear masks. I don't believe in those who don't believe that corona exists. People are dying daily, everywhere around the world. Businesses are closing. There are lockdowns in England, in Israel, all over the world. So please, anyone who hears me now, take this very seriously. Wear a mask over your nose and keep the distance of 2.5 meters from anyone you speak to. Okay, talk about health. I take vitamins. For 40 years, I've been taking vitamin E, vitamin C. I've been taking multiple vitamins. Everything that the body needs, but we don't get it enough from food. I exercise, aerobic. I go upstairs, go downstairs. And that's basically how I stay fit and I think positive. I'm a positive thinker. Those are my secrets.
I think there are a lot of things that you do also in your daily life. Exercise is important. The attitude, as you expressed it. But you also have, you expand your mind. One of the problems I think people have today, Hurry, with mental health as well as their physical well-being, is they tend to think inside the box rather than outside the box, or they don't want to be exposed to new ideas. For example, if I said to you that there's only one mask that actually works, there are lots of masks out there. You can wear all kinds. There's a million masks on the market, but there's only one that has the ability to filter out the microns from the virus itself. So do we need to be focused on that, or is there a psychological effect from wearing a mask that supersedes wearing the right mask?
This virus is real. It's tangible and it exists. There are no psychological games here. You've got to wear the mask if you don't want to be infected by others.
But you need to wear the right mask. The wearing the mask doesn't really do you any good unless you're wearing the right mask.
Absolutely. But the right mask, there is enough information about the right mask to wear. But let's talk about people who don't have masks. They wear cloth around their mouth and nose. The doctors say that that's also okay if you don't have an immediate access to a mask. So there's no psychology here. If you don't wear a mask and you are near somebody who has the virus and he sneezes on you or he talks loud and the virus, you know, kind of sprays out of his mouth or nose, you will get it. You will breathe it into your lungs, and that's the end. You either end up in hospital and die, or you can sustain and you can overcome it if your body is strong enough.
All right, so you all know where Uri Geller stands when it comes to masks. That's for sure. We get that loud and clear. Uri Geller, as he said, inside of his new museum, you can check it out. Fascinating things there, including that spoon that he's talking about. Check it out, urigellermuseum.com. On Your Hidden Power, a lot of thought, and I say that word advisedly, goes into our conversations here, as a lot of thought goes into my advice on weight loss and how to do it appropriately and naturally, and a lot of thought has gone into my exploration at toploss.com of Calitrin, the natural weight loss formula now selling around the world because it doesn't have any stimulants, doesn't have any drugs. So you say, okay, well, that's what it doesn't have. What does it have? It has collagen protein in it, which is something your body naturally develops and uses until you're in your 20s. And then for some reason, our body stops producing it. So that's when we start to put on weight. And that continues until you introduce collagen protein one more time. And that's the main ingredient in Calitrin. You can take it first, you can take it last. I recommend that you do a six-month program with Calitrin to ensure the best results. Best results are not only losing the weight, but keeping it off. And this certainly is a safe way, because there are no drugs, no stimulants, no recurring purchases either. When you buy it once, that's it. You can go back and buy more, but they're not going to send you the auto ship stuff every month, which is so damn annoying, if I do say so. It is craziness. You need to take this in your own time, in your own way. But I'm telling you, take one capsule a day, and for 6 months, you will lose the weight. You'll train your body to keep it off. I just stay on the program because I think there are other side benefits that are really good for you and for me. Buy three and get two free and then a $20 discount. That's the special deal. Use the code DJV. No shipping charges at all. DJV is the code at checkout. Toploss.com is the website. Go there. Understand the science and the success. Buy it and try it. Lose the weight. Keep it off guaranteed with Calitrin.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
The Michigan State Legislature spent weeks debating a bill that would pressure fast food restaurants to stop offering Happy Meals with gender-specific toys. There were committee hearings about the cultural effects of giving kids little race cars or Barbie dolls. Legislators worried about the practice of asking parents if they wanted the Happy Meals for boys or girls, possibly leading to identity crisis. Or worse. Surprisingly, no witness questioned whether or not there was any proper role for government in the issue. Examples were made of McDonald's and Burger King, but those are both private companies. The deals they make with their customers are private exchanges, none of the government's business. The free enterprise system is called free for a reason, and it's just not that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Well, look who we have here. Back on Your Hidden Power with Mary O'Malley. Look what the cat dragged in, as they say. I don't know if you have a cat, but you impress me as the kind of person who would have a cat. Do you have a cat?
No, I'm allergic to cats.
Oh, you are? Wow.
Yeah.
This is how well I clued in on you. Yeah. They do like you. One of the threads through the program this week has been a discussion of hypnotherapy. And how it gets used, how, in this case, the discussion we've had already has been about hypnotherapy and dreams, getting people to go back. Can you, do you practice hypnotherapy with your patients if they ask you? Do you do it automatically? How does one of your clients know that you're using hypnotherapy? Do you tell them? Do they ask you, or do you just do it?
Yeah, you know, they're usually coming in for, you know, talking to me about hypnotherapy so that, mm-hmm. you know, that's what they're coming for. But on occasion, I'll use some sort of form of it, you know, to help people with their dreams or whatever. So, it, you know, hypnotherapy is like the easiest thing in the world. We go in and out of it naturally all day long. So
it's not that that business about look into my eyes or the hold the pendulum up, watch, follow this, and you'll go into a deep trance. At least the experience I've had with you and others was I was very conscious, but I knew there was something else going on in my mind. Is that a good way of phrasing it, do you think?
Yeah, it's really your focus. You go from outer awareness to inner awareness. And we don't consciously do that, you know, on our own very much, unless you're a really good meditator or something. So it's always kind of interesting in the inner mind. You know, there's a lot going on, and there's a lot of information there.
Yeah, you got to get it out, though, and that's part of getting to the subconscious. So at the moment, maybe because of the pandemic, I don't know, maybe I want to know what your experience is here. The people that are coming to you seem to be having dreams that are somewhat similar. Why would that be? Why would some people have dreams that are similar to other people's dreams, do you think?
So, you know, we're all connected. We're all connected through the universal energy. And universal energy is made up of information. So I think when you throw in, you know, like astrological things and things on the news and, you know, there's a whole bunch of things that come together that you know, people will be picking up on from the universal energy, I guess, is the best way to explain it.
Mm-hmm. Universal energy. So it goes, it isn't just of this world, it's of the whatever other worlds there may be. I think that's the thing. We have much more in common with each other than we think we do. We work so hard, it seems, Mary, to separate ourselves and our differences instead of realizing that we are all kind of here together to work for the benefit of the good of our families and ourselves and our planet. And yet there's all this arguing and fussing and fighting. And, I mean, I suppose good business for you. I need help, Mary, help! But, you know, it seems that we're almost rowing against the tide. And so, and that happens in relationships, and it happens in our health, what we eat, how we think, how we act, and, you know, how we live. We drive too fast and have, you know, all of the things that you think common sense would say, okay, take it easy there, Fred.
Yeah, and, you know, it's about ego, you know, basically. So the ego is trying on all these different expressions, and, you know, it doesn't feel good to be wrong, so we always want to be right. You know, and that's what most people are fighting about, who's right, you know, and it, you know, in the end, as we get older, Doug, you know, it doesn't really matter.
But the difference is amazing.
Anybody's right, you know?
Makes no difference whatsoever.
Yeah.
But it
probably took both of us a while to get to that point. You know, we still had to have that experience of being right, you know.
When people come to you, Mary, for a session, do they report back that, as long as they're talking about sleep, that they get a better night's sleep and maybe sweeter dreams because of the experience? You're clearing out their mind, you're allowing their mind to open. Does that lead to better dreams?
Quite often, or at least a better understanding of the dreams. You know, like even within the dream, the lucid dreaming part. So, you know, so I don't work a lot with dreams. I don't have a lot of people coming to me with that. But the times that I've had have been really interesting for people afterwards.
Yeah, I would think. Well, maybe what happens because of you, you give them the power to go off and allow their minds to do what it is that they want to do anyway. Sometimes we have to give ourselves permission. And I think that's what a good reading does. You find out more about what's going on in your mind and your personality and stuff, and then gives you more power to have a better life. Mary O'Malley, you can find her at psychicscout.com. Doug Steffen here on Your Hidden Power.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Continuing on now, 53 past the hour, Laura Banks joins us. The conversation about dreams and the subconscious and the connection to astrology. You're here not as an actress, not as an author, right, not as a radio personality, but as an accomplished astrologer.
Right.
And I wonder how lots of conversation, it seems more and more people are interested in the value of the subconscious, maybe for obvious reasons. We're looking for an escape. We're looking for an out. We're looking for something different. Mm-hmm. So how can the astrological realities, or maybe better the question, Laura, if you can look at somebody's chart, can you tell whether they are more prone to benefiting from understanding what goes on in their subconscious?
Well, thanks for having me, Doug, and that's an absolute affirmative. I can look at a chart and know if that person has easy access to their subconscious mind and to the 88% of the mind that runs the conscious mind. And I can tell people that we'll probably never get to it. If you've got a lot of 12th house planets, 8th house planets, if you've got a lot of water like you do, Doug, with that Scorpio, if you even scratch the surface of a meditation or laying still in the morning and writing down a dream, you could easily open that pathway. You know, it's all designed in the 12th house system to have that place where there's the almost, I'll call it the institution of the mind, where there are thoughts and processes and choices we make that we have no access to knowing why we're making those choices. So and we all have that, and we'll all benefit from going there, but there's no value in that in our society. Mm-hmm. So we have to hit a wall and just decide we're going to do something different.
Well, it depends on how you define society, I think. Okay. With some in society, I think there is value to it, and perhaps more and more all the time. But we still have people who are linears, I think that was the term you used, linear thinkers. They try to connect the dots, it's a straight line or it doesn't exist, you know, that kind of stuff. and speak to a pilot about that.
well, there's calculations that are necessary, but we're a calculating world, and we have absolutely forsaken feelings and subconscious. So there's charts that are set up to get to it better, and then there are the transits, which are how the planets are moving in the sky right now. Like today, I'm looking at the chart for today, and it's gorgeous. And we have Mercury in the 12th house, which means if people could follow these transits, they would know today is an excellent day to dreamscape, to journal.
No matter what your sign, you're going to have waves of days
that are going to be just great for laying in bed a little bit longer or doing that watercolor you've put off because you can access yourself through art. There are days that are going to be better. There are people that are going to be better. And you just have to edumacate yourself is what I say.
All right, so now we've started. Let's find out how the astrology of the autumnal equinox fits into our lives.
Yes.
We've turned into fall, and there are things that happen other than the reality of temperature getting cooler in this part of the world, and maybe snow is 3 months away instead of 6 months away.
Right.
But what, more importantly, astrologically, does this, as we're moving into the month of Librans. How are the dots connected here?
Well, Libra represents the balance, and it represents accepting the fact that we're going into fall, quote unquote, winter, quote unquote, having just experienced spring and summer, polarity, dark, light. It's the acceptance of the darkness that is coming. And in our
so what does it say about me? You know my chart.
Okay.
I don't like my birthday is coming in a month or so. I've never liked that because it just keeps adding on another year, moving closer to the inevitable. Not that it bothers me anymore because I've come to terms with death, but I don't like the fact that I'm not going to be able to enjoy some of the things. So I go into that mode, and then Christmas has always been lousy with me in my life. So I haven't, I kind of get to the first of the year so I can order my seeds for next year.
Well, most of your planets are at the top of your chart, which is you out in the world doing what you're doing on a stage, expressing yourself, being a thought leader. That is where you have tremendous value. If you were to continue to expand into new realms of understanding, you could find more value in fall and winter. What happens is instead that Scorpio introversion and that can be very moody takes over, and you latch onto a feeling and you don't let go, as opposed to what I always recommend. Feel the feeling, whatever it is, but then let go of it.
Yep.
But, for you, it's like...
Easier said than done.
But introspection.
Good lesson. Laura Banks with some good... We all need to learn our lessons. Some of us learn them easier than others, and in ways that are easier as well. But again, good food for thought. 59 past the hour.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.